Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com getting set for the 2018 election. A little less than 2 weeks away, we get a chance to visit with the Democratic candidate for Mercer County Clerk. Sarah Blaser is filling up about 1 year in office, the vacancy created by Phyllis Bewley's retirement a year ago. So good morning, Sarah Blaser. How's it gone the last year?
Hi, Jim. It's been interesting for sure. A lot to learn. It took a few months, you know, to get into a groove, but I think I'm there, and now I know what to expect and what's coming. So
you're appointed a year ago. When did you kind of decide that you wanted to make this kind of a permanent thing? And I guess what kind of interested you in the position maybe a year ago even?
Well, Phyllis decided that she wanted to retire early. So she and Bev Lower and Dave Staley got together to go through and see who would be in the Democratic Party since she was going to retire. They had to have a Democrat to appoint. And they approached me in April or May of 17. And in June, I finally decided, oh, why not? I'll try that. You know, I'll try anything once. So, and then I started in July with Phyllis and had about 6 weeks of training with her. And then she retired in September. So,
all right. And I guess we should back up. Background for those people maybe that you haven't had a chance to meet yet while you've been in office or while you've been campaigning a little bit about Sarah Blaser.
I grew up out by Hamlet, in the Hamlet area. I went to Aledo School. I was a Lloyd. I have four brothers. Nobody knows they have a sister. and then I went from there to I'm married to Blair, and we have three kids, and they all went to Mercer County. And
all right. So why don't we get into the nuts and bolts of the county clerk's office since you've been in office for a year. So why don't you detail, I guess the question is, what are the responsibilities of the county clerk of Mercer?
When people ask me that, I usually say, when they say, what do you do? I say, well, name something that I do. You know, it's easier to say what I don't do. We do all the vital records through my office, birth certificates, death certificates, marriage licenses. You come to us. We are, of course, in charge of the elections and making sure that all runs smoothly. You know, knock on wood, we hope everything's good. And then I'm in charge of doing the tax levy when the levies come in from the townships, and then doing the extension to get it to the treasurer so she can send out the tax bills.
That's a lot. So in terms of the election, you know, I guess like the relationship part of this where you have to deal with election judges, right? Then in another facet, you have to deal with taxing bodies with the levy stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then like county board stuff, recording the minutes of all that. So
right.
The relationship part of that, how important is that, and why are you a perfect fit for those responsibilities, you think?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if anybody's a perfect fit. I think I'm pretty good with, I can kind of get, you know, sometimes you get some hostile people that come into your office, whether it be, you know, people that you're working with, or if it's just members of the community at large. And they, I think I've been pretty good at, you know, kind of deactivating the situation, you know, calming people down. You get a lot of, on the board, you get a lot of kind of, you got 10 different personalities coming at you and people giving you stuff all the time. So you got to make sure that you know how to budget your time and get everybody, you know, say, yep, I'll do that. And you kind of make a list and get everything done. So.
Well, and then as far as, you know, presiding over the election, it's always interesting when you're a candidate, right, and you got to worry about your campaign, and then you're overseeing the election as well. How does that, and I've kind of asked Phyllis Bewley this before when she used to run, how do you, I don't know if it's fair to say, like, how do you balance it, but it's got to be kind of a unique perspective when you're doing all that.
It is. It's kind of weird. And this is my first time ever, you know, running for election for anything. But when you're, you know, you're in the office and you're, and people, we've had a lot of people come in to early vote and everything. And so I'm usually floating in and out, and I cover stuff and do stuff, you know, personally and help them get ballots and everything. And just kind of listening to people and go when, especially if they don't know if I'm just an office worker or not, you know, and just kind of picking up different things that people say. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah. But. So you've been in office a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I would say seeking reelection or seeking to stay in the position.
Right.
What do you want to tell the voters out there, maybe that you haven't had a chance to visit with yet, or some of the common themes that I guess you're hearing or relaying to the voters out there when you talk to them at different things?
Well, I guess the main thing we've, since I've been in office, we've found some stuff, some ways that we could cut spending as far as, you know, we've changed the healthcare. We got new administrator, so we're saving money there. I've got some more ideas that I'm kind of holding back until I see if I get in there for 4 more years, and then I can spring those on everybody. And
yeah,
you know,
and how I guess that's the other challenge in all this that people always say, well, how can you make it work, or how can you do the job with less? I mean, basically, everybody talks about the financial challenges of where the county's at with the budget and things of that nature, and there's mm-hmm. only so much money. What have you learned about that, or how are you approaching, I guess, that type of issue?
Well, and we're very paper, like reliant on paper, I guess, and copies. So what I would like to see done is if we could maybe go where everybody, it's an electronic device, and cut for board meetings. The circuit clerk's office is already, I mean, they're switched to e-filing. So if we could do more of that, it's hard with the recorder's office because people come in wanting, you know, copies of the deeds and everything. But I would like to see more where we do more storage electronically and try to get rid of the paper if we can, you know.
All right. So as we wrap up here, again, visiting with Sarah Blazer, who is running for Mercer County Clerk, the Democratic candidate. Just final things you want to say to the voters as we wrap up here this morning?
No, I
guess the better question should be, why should they vote for Sarah Blazer?
Well, I guess it, not that it can't be learned. I mean, I've learned it in the last year. I think it would be good to keep consistency in there. Someone that already knows the job, but you know, ultimately it's up to the voters. So.
Sarah Blazer, again, is the Democratic candidate for Mercer County Clerk. Is Election Day coming up a little less than 2 weeks, and we'll have coverage, of course, Election Night. And want to remind our listeners, next Wednesday, we'll have the Halloween Day. We'll have both candidates for sheriff in studio with us, Dave Staley and Dusty Terrell. Sarah Blazer, thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.